So the command of our Lord is like this.
Go and make all
nations to be disciples.
Tugezaako kola byonna.
We try to do all.
Ngomoyo mutukuvu bwatusobozesa.
As the Holy Spirit has enabled us.
Ewe tubanga fena tuwulire ennimi
zetu. If you all hear the languages we speak here.
Mukama yebazibe.
Praise the Lord.
Tebaza nnyo Mukama.
We thank the Lord so much.
Simu yo jiteke mu flight mode.
Turn your phone to flight mode.
Kitabo kyo ne kalamu bitegeke.
Get your book and pen prepared.
Atuseeko amakondere gaffe.
Let's put on our sound.
Nenanga zaffe.
And our music instruments.
Nengalo zaffe.
Our hands.
Tukube engalo nga twaliriza kitaffe. Yebazibe.
First, you get seated.
In
the name of our Lord Jesus. Let's welcome the word of God. Pastor Sam Bosa. Take us on by the Holy Spirit.
Yes, you was the way I want to get a cartoon. They're selling the Jomo Guru. Where I got a Philip Sato video and the offer of Guru. They rang on pretty well. You see, yes, you was when you
praise Jesus so much.
You see, you come up with
you. How have you been in the name of the Lord Jesus?
And
how is your life? Is life good? Grief ask your neighbor and you tell them. Don't forget our Father is in heaven. And he cares. He's prepared many good things. To give us even today. In the heavens and the earth. In the name of the Lord Jesus.
Yes, he was even here.
Praise Jesus so much.
We
thank the Lord
who
has given us an opportunity
to continue
to understand Him and we to understand ourselves.
Yes, we have a joy.
Praise Jesus so much.
We
thank the Lord for the good moment He adds us.
Yes, we have a joy.
Praise Jesus.
I want to.
People no more have time for seeking God. But to seek Him only to give them things. They no more seek God to understand Him. Neither to understand themselves.
But
if they meet them, Him that He gives them things.
But
what does it profit if the entire world? And your spirit is getting forfeited.
Yes, he was.
Praise Jesus so much. We thank Him, the Lord, for He's right now teaching us. He's taught us. We have many messages we've received through visions and dreams. But He promised in the book of Numbers
12.
And He said, if there will be a prophet in our midst, he will speak with us through the visions and the dreams, and others physically.
Yes, he was.
Praise Jesus. The much seeing which has been, ever since we began in 2006 December, 16 December.
Yes, he was.
Praise Jesus.
It was
what? December 11.
December What has been telling us
things he's going to be doing in this world
after
bringing the full knowledge and his glory. But his seasons,
they have moved
to draw near that he gets back to his church, that he can judge it himself,
and
judge the pastors and the sheep.
Yes,
praise Jesus so much.
Now
we thank him, he's warned us. We are not like the children of Israel when they were in Egypt. He passed and he told them,
you
put blood on your doorsteps, for the angel of death is going to pass here. And he did things as God told them.
Any
time he passed beating those nations, the Israelites were on the safe side. Know one thing. Christ is about to come back. But the Father and the Holy Spirit, they have to prepare for him, for his second coming. But that preparation involves the Father and the Holy Spirit to directly enter church.
That may
fulfill Luke 18:6. When he says, will the Son of Man find faith on the world? When he comes, will he find faith on the world? Romans 10:17.
It says
that faith comes from hearing, and hearing the word of God. But not many people still hear the word of God. But we who fellowship are very many. Churches appear like many in the world. And people seeming to believe God are many. Many of them got out of the faith, and they are following the same experience and the teaching of the devil.
Bible
already
passed
him on the floor. In the latter days, people will abandon the faith and they will be following deceiving spirits and the teaching of the demons. Praise Jesus. But when God moved me, the young of heaven, he told me he as the Father is going to be the one working with the Holy Spirit to prepare for the second coming of his Son.
So
many things are going to be changing in
the
the entire church in the world, expected in the shortest time. The gospel you're going to hear it in the form of a consuming fire. It's just like a hammer crushing things. The gospel of the kingdom of God.
Now,
if you find you not aligning yourself,
it
align you or to break you. You expect that. Aligning you or to correct, break you.
Yes,
he was. Praise Jesus. Sometime back, last week we had no choir here. Because on the last Sunday we had last time.
Yes, he was.
Praise Jesus. God told me at phased out the choir. We got a study. It was on the Saturday. We studied how God prepares his choir. In 1 Chronicles 15.
Yes,
praise Jesus. But
yes, we was
praise Jesus.
Amen. Is it Jacobi?
Praise Jesus. Right from verse 15 to down. That choose out musicians. He told that to us. Initially we had a choir. We called the choir. We
started.
I told them, you're not going to do what you've not studied. Everything we're going to study it for God is renewing the church. But things remained as a job. We came on the Sunday, we ministered. When it reached Monday, he told them, God told them there is no more choir. Until I've chosen out a fresh one. For every person had come wherever they came from with their gifts of singing.
but they
have not been prepared by the Lord.
Now the same day
Monday we
were here, Sister
Zion Karugava, who gave us the dream of the choir,
she
got it when it was dawning to Tuesday. But she wasn't here in the meeting. She wasn't here on Monday. Now God will prove his let me go also tell another. Also another had been told before. And they have taken away the choir, it is behind. He didn't first speak that. It was Brother Eli.
So
yesterday we had a process of choosing out the choir. The preparations and the questions.
They
worshiping in spirit and truth. Who are they? How they appear? And when you get of that video, you'll be surprised. And you see that God is doing something.
We
captured on video, we shall edit and give it.
But
in the same moment, we've not prayed for those people to officiate them to be. For a moment which is measured.
Yes, yes.
Praise Jesus. Let us first prove what they spoke that they will be doing that. We are not to cast out any one of them until they have failed to fulfill what they spoke out yesterday. For they were asked within the Holy Scriptures. In the same way, there is still another phase of getting in the first group, they who lead us here, and the second people who back us, the third group, the instrumentalists, and the fourth group, they in the midst of the choir. These persons are called the musicians.
But
we are the brethren, the worship and praise of the congregation. If you
are
among the brethren given the gift of singing, there is still a chance of the day we shall proclaim of positioning each person of the four levels Bible speaks of.
Maybe
you've not heard of it in this world, that they are ordered each one in their own
position,
but all those in the Bible. Me, I walked the journey of heaven, and it was in the Bible.
Now,
all things were shown me by God Himself. Me, I wasn't born again before. And no one can say that one was raised here and there. Like they say, he was raised up in this ministry and the other. The journey of heaven called me not a wizard, neither a religious person, but a pagan. Like they have said, I've said it. The person without any sight.
Yes,
praise Jesus. And I'm hanging there.
But
I thank the Lord. He taught me the Bible and I moved through it. Whatever Bible speaks, everywhere it is, we move. You may see image, you wonder why they
were not.
That is your Bible. It shows you everything where it is.
Yes, yes.
Praise Jesus.
Amen. So
now, I was able to be taught by God for 7 years in the journey of heaven, which was in a different series, going and coming in the different spiritual transports. Those who are here, when you studied them, you got to know them. But God called this our nation Uganda to stand within the latter days to prepare for the second coming of the Lord Jesus. Now we must prepare all nations, but within all, our Father is coming,
is
entering the church with the Holy Spirit to prepare it for the Lord Jesus. May God bless you for those words.
We
want to proceed with the journey of heaven. And by name and voice, Apostle Ronald Hope Witness, together with Pastor Posa and our Bible reader, Teacher Isaac. We love you all. Those who decided to seek God in these latter days, and you don't seek for things to eat, those which finish, but you seek for eatings which reach to eternal life. The Lord Jesus told us in John 6:25 and 6:3, stop working for food which never reaches you in eternal life, but work for food which can reach you to eternal life. Many people thought for Jesus for miracles, but he trapped them and he hid somewhere, and he saw them, they were seeking for miracles from him. He told them, how long will this take? You may eat the world and finish it, but your spirit will get destroyed. We want to move on the journey of heaven, move through the Bible for 7 years, from 2005 and 2011. The journey of heaven is my journey and your journey, because you had just forgotten it. Philippians 3:20 says, our citizenship is in heaven, where we await our Savior to come back for us. But in the same moment, verse 7, it tells us, we brought nothing and we shall go back with nothing. People brought nothing, we came from somewhere, and on this world we are strangers.
Yes, he was.
Praise Jesus. But what is threatening? Our Father speaks so much in Jeremiah 22:10. Do not pray for the one who dies, neither the one who goes, but people who have not been able to make it back to their home country. Now many people, we had forgotten our home, and we thought the territories of this world where we end, maybe we originate from there, and perhaps we began in our mother's womb. But friends, we came and we were somewhere, and there are rockets and which brings us on this world, where they put us in our mother's wombs and we appear. Now the journey of heaven is the journey reminding you of many things,
most
your home in heaven and your Father who is in heaven, and the way you can do all things possible to go back to heaven. Praise Jesus. There is a book which was sent us on this world, this book, the Bible, like it tells in Isaiah 34:16, we had to look in the book of the Lord and read, for the Spirit had gathered all things concerning us and our home in heaven where we come from. But what hungers most is to say that within it we only see eatings and drinkings of miracles, but we don't see how we came from heaven and how we can get back there. No one asks, why are we on this world and our Father is in heaven? And we can't ask the reason, why are we here, yet our Father is in heaven? Now all those, we've seen them in the journey of heaven. Remember, don't forget, we still starting of the golden altar of God. And then we want to wind up concerning the lake of fire.
Yes, he was.
Praise Jesus. We want to see the double portion of what is to happen in the lake of fire. It's the heading we see today. The double portion of the things in the lake of fire. The lake of fire, it is not the hell. Hell is found in the kingdom of the stars. The lake of fire, it begins from the city of God, Jerusalem of heaven,
from
the golden altar of God,
which
is in the midst of the cherubims.
Yes,
praise Jesus. It begins from there. In the city of God, you see right here, Jerusalem of heaven. That city, in the next heaven, when you bypass the bluish heaven, you see up there. Yes, we
have
praise Jesus.
But no little pyramid, Eragama, heaven is
looking at the pyramid, showing the order of heaven. The blue heaven is that which is down there.
Then what way do you
now? There is the next heaven up with the city of God, which appears like here. You see,
yes, we have
praise Jesus. But in the mid central of it, there are two
kelvins.
But in the midst of them, there we find where the lake of fire begins from.
And
that is why you see, you don't want to see the double portion of books which are in the lake of fire. When we speak the word double portion, they're going to get things done within hell. Those two will be put in the lake of fire, and you find them there double. According to how I saw and how we studied,
it's
a journey which was seen very well and studied within the Bible.
Yes,
praise Jesus.
Amen.
First and foremost, according to Ezekiel 10, from verse
1
to
3,
we want to see of this altar in the midst of the Kelvins.
Ezekiel is here.
Ezekiel 10 from verse
1. Awonetunula elalaba mubange liyali waguru wa mtuwe wa keobi ni wala vika waguru wa wenge jinja elia safiro nge mbala iye chifana nye chentele na gamba umusaja yamba debafuta na yogira anti ingira wakati wabanda muzika aveto olola avaluru kuka wansi wa keobi ojuzei batu vyo vyombi evisirize vyo mulilo ebiva wakati waba keobi obimansire ku kibuga.
Yes,
praise Jesus.
Yaraba,
he saw
entebe neyekisa
the mercy seat
ngeri mase katika na
waba keobi in the midst of the Kelvins.
Na yiba agamba malaika wa omuliro,
but they told the angel of fire
alimu kubikure sura ya 14
in Revelation 14 verses 18
ndiyingira mase katika waba keobi otolewa kwa kumuliro
in the midst of the Kelvins and get fire there. You know the fire which burnt Sodom and Gomorrah? It was gotten from here. It was of the Lord, it was gotten from here.
Yes,
praise Jesus.
Sodom
and Gomorrah
is the
present day Sahara and Kalahari deserts. God never created deserts on this world. He never created deserts. In the scripture, where do you find that God created deserts? The other fire is very dangerous. Don't we buy instruments?
Consumed
by electricity. Last time we hit the generator.
So to eta go kugura yochi.
Now we need to buy instruments.
We need to buy
microphones. And they are goods.
Yes, we have a choice.
Praise Jesus.
We send it to Zina.
We have the money.
Zina.
We have the money. We have
the money.
We have the money. But you have the money. You are not poor here in Christ Jesus. People are not poor, but their heads are what are poor. But we,
which that word,
Christ has given us wisdom.
It's the
initial treasures in the heads.
Treasure
of understanding. Remove them in these vessels of clay. And the things of the world he freely gives us.
Yes,
praise Jesus.
So,
now we thank the Lord that at least he's explaining
to
us. But they have said the altar is in the midst of the Kelvins, in the city of God,
Jerusalem
of heaven.
Here
the lake of fire begins from here.
It's
not its source, but where it begins to move ahead,
like
we are going to be seeing it.
Yes,
praise Jesus.
It's
good you know where the things are found. That angel of fire, Revelation
14:18,
got that fire and burnt Sodom and Gomorrah. They are the wildest deserts in this world. Kalahari and Sahara deserts.
Yes,
praise Jesus. And if you question where Gomorrah and Sodom were, go in the Karahari and Sahara desert, you will know. They
burnt,
and even if you look behind, you melt. And
you
remember Lot's wife who looked behind. The fire of the lake of
water,
call it a usual fire.
It's
not a usual fire that you go to heat yourself on it.
Yes,
praise Jesus.
Amen.
I saw how the double portion will be. Remember, the
throne
of heaven moved in three aspects.
In
the things which were, those which are, and those which are going to come.
Yes,
praise Jesus.
Mm-hmm.
We were able to go back to things which were before. And we saw what were and those which are going to be coming.
We
be with the angels that we are in those eras. That's why I can speak things of the olden generations. Reaching to above the heavens. In the beginning before heaven. And I speak just as they were.
So
God took me to walk the experience of all things. In the creation of heaven and earth, things which are. And what we call what is going to come. Is the new heaven and the new earth coming. We went also there. We went there to see and to come back to study. In the Jerusalem of heaven.
Yes, we
praise Jesus. I can't tell you that this person told me that is lying.
Yes, we
praise Jesus.
Amen.
But I know God, Father, Son, and the Holy Spirit. And they sent the holy angels. That was the journey of my learning. To see and to be told. And I was sent to bring those words.
So,
nation of Uganda first. And to prepare all nations. In the name of the Lord Jesus. But some of what moves to prove that this altar real is found in the midst of the Kelvins.
Ezekiel
22:18. We've read for it this many times. Where God is to gather people in this city, Jerusalem of heaven, to melt them with fire, to melt you.
Ezekiel sura ya 22.
Ezekiel 22:18.
Awo ekigambo kya Mukama ne kinjira nga kyogera nti, omwana w'omuntu, ennyumba ya Isirayiri efuuse amasengere gye ndi, bonna bikomo na masasi na byuma na mabaati mu kikoomi, bo masengere ga ffeeza. Mukama Katonda kyava ayogera bw'ati nti, kubanga mwenna mufuuse masengere, laba kye ndiva mbakuŋŋaanya mu Yerusaalemi wakati. Ngai bakunganya efeza n'ebikomo n'ebyuma n'amabaati n'amasasi mu kyoto wakati okubifukutako omuliro okubisaanuusa. Bwentyo bwe ndi bakunganya mmwe nga ndiko obusungu n'ekiruyi era ndibateekawo ne mbasaanuusa. Weewaawo ndibakunganya ne mbafukutako omuliro ogw'obusungu bwange. Namwe mulisanuka wakati mucho.
Lunaku wa kusanuka.
It is a day of melting spirits of the rebellious.
Nyanja yo muliro.
The lake of fire.
Sige gye.
It is not hell.
Gye no vera yoga gwa kusinga na nenga tabana kusanga.
Hell you there yourself and you are convicted but not sentenced.
Uvera ngo uri kuri mand.
You are on remand.
Nga bakubonya abonya bakube emigo bakutema.
Beat you, they cut you from there. The angels Abaddon and his colleagues who work there. Those who are horses with the head of a lion. Those lions which blow fire.
And
yet it's not the lake of fire. There is a difference between hell and the lake of fire. What threatens most on the lake of fire? That the things you see
there
within hell, or we started all, you are to find them within the lake of fire. When they melt your spirit, when you rebel, and you refuse to understand truth and to repent,
yes, he was.
Praise Jesus.
Amen.
In the moment when they melt your spirit, you'll still see a lion in there. And you'll see the pangas. You'll see the big axes. The serpents.
kugamba chimeta double portion
nyanja yomuliro double portion in the lake of fire
chigamba eche unchiza
it is a very amazing word.
Yes, it was
praise Jesus.
Katonda kwagala nnyo.
God is love so much.
Naye ku side ye yabibo
na but on this side be when you turn on it
uja kumanyanga dala alino
obusungu you will know that he really has wrath.
Katonda
God
umanye bote
know him like this. He will tell you, I am streams of living waters. And after he will come back, tell you, I am a consuming fire. Is it not like that? Have you read that?
He said,
you have forsaken me, the Lord, the stream of living waters.
When
he came back in Hebrews, he told them the Lord is the consuming fire.
But
the first side is the streams of living water. When it turns the other side, he is the consuming fire. You have to know of him. If you're good, you've repented, you are
a child.
He is a stream of living waters to you, and they flow and you drink. When you rebel against him, on the side B, he has streams of fire. They end up in a big sea. That's where you have to be careful of this God. You know, people act wise.
Like this.
God cannot destroy people he created, they say that. Those you speak, maybe you forget Genesis 6. When he destroyed all people in the world and he put them in hell, and he only saved the 8 souls of the righteous. You never forget that. Even the person preaches that God cannot destroy the people. Just therefore, that is the devil speak that. He has come to keep you within destruction. And you hope you will not be destroyed. You know the devil? One day was in Peter, he said, Jesus, you're not going to be dying. You may think he speaks things right. What brought Jesus was to die for us. The devil is in Peter saying, you will not die. You know what Jesus said? You devil, lose him. For the devil is a con man. Yet he calculates one thing, you get destroyed.
You see, what is Peter? Peter?
Oh, yes, Jesus
did not
die,
he
speak. The devil wished him well. The devil has never wished you well. And the things he spoke, he knew it.
If
Jesus gave up to die for people, for in dying for us involves being saved,
yes,
and
yes,
healed.
Yes.
Praise Jesus.
Mm-hmm.
But said, you gather them in Jerusalem. Not of this world. But there is a Jerusalem of this world. But we speak of Jerusalem of heaven. To melt them with fire. To melt and pour fire upon them. But before they melt that spirit, that your body will start appearing like a stick that you'll be having. That will be the first to be consumed with fire. You're being saved through fire. But imagine they burn your body and you, the spirit, will remain.
Yes, he was.
Praise Jesus.
So,
now, as we are careful in all, this voice on the day of being melted will speak.
Hebrews 12:22. Yerusalemu eky'omuggulu. They
brought for judgment.
They
will be hearing this voice very clear. And which we shall hear. That you have come
unto
the city of God.
Jerusalem
of heaven.
On
the mountain Zion.
Now,
imagine to enter the city when you're going to be melted within it. The one who entered to live within it. This voice was brought to us to warn us before that day comes.
So,
that we don't appear among them to be welcome to be melted.
The
voice speaks officially. This voice has not yet spoken. But just as God loves us, He sent it to us immediately. I saw this day on the day of judgment speaking. But to they who love Him, He prepares only good things for us.
It
gives us what will be and sends them to us. They begin to speak with us before we reach in them.
Abibulaniya esula ya 12 olunyi lwa 22.
Hebrews 12:22.
Naye muzze ku lusozi Sayuni ne ku kibuga kya Katonda omulamu, Yerusalemu eky'omuggulu, n'eri obukumi bw'abamalayika, n'eri ekkuŋŋaaniro eddene, eri ekkanisa eyabereberi abawandiikibwa mu ggulu, n'eri Katonda omulamuzi wa bonna, n'eri emyoyo gy'abatuukirivu abaatuukirizibwa.
Yes,
praise Jesus. They will be welcoming you. They welcome you.
People
at the saints will sing on the judgment seat together with the holy angels. You will be knowing clear where you fall. You know you've been in the church and they don't tell you what's going to come next on you. They tell you driving cars and things like that. All those are not good to drive when you know what will get next on your life. Praise Jesus. That's why Jesus, our Lord, He was a worker of miracles very much. Even now He still works. But first and foremost, preach the kingdom of God to the people. Then you begin to heal them and you cast demons. And He says, first seek the kingdom of God and righteousness. Even the rest will add them to you. Right now the gospel changed so much. Every scripture ends up into the finances today.
It's twisted
in your pocket or in another's bag.
Or
it speaks of your house.
Or
your passport.
Or
the nation you're going to fly into and go. Those will fly, but they will finish. After finishing, what next? You think you've been the world to meander over this world? People have moved the space of this world. But the wise were here before they are within hell. All the rich were here before. All those, let's look at them and they'll be of wisdom. What's given us, we use it for life and for serving God. Just as we seek our home where we came from heaven, we avoid things which are going to come next, which are not good on our
lives.
Yet we pick the only good things which will come next on our lives. On this world, we spend a little moment on it. We don't even reach one day before the Lord. For one day is like 1,000 years. To reach one day before the Lord, you must be within 1,000 years. But we can't reach there.
Spend
40-50 seconds of the world. Even others, you try to reach in 2 minutes. Like 10 minutes. For the one like inside 1 year. You are like in 10 minutes before God.
There
is a person who tried to reach one day.
Methuselah.
Methuselah. He lived 969 years. He was close to 23 minutes. 23 hours, rather. He was remaining with an hour to reach a day.
He spent
hours, 23 hours. Before God,
imagine
you've not reached a day, but you've got messed up your finishing.
Yes,
praise Jesus.
So to
now let's be careful.
And
what will be next in the lake of fire? That known as the double portion.
Yes,
praise Jesus. We want so much in 1 Corinthians
3.
Most people say, I would have spoken the John at least. But I can't speak it. For me it wasn't just spoken out to me like that. I saw it as we started to eat. Praise Jesus.
Amen.
1 Corinthians chapter
3 verses 12.
Let's begin from verse 11.
Na yu mtu yena bwazimbanga kumusinji ogwo zabu, feza ama inja gomwendo mungi emiti, esubi ebisasiro omulimu gwa buli mtu guli labisibwa kubanga olunaku luli guli luli gwolesa kubanga guli bikulirwa mu muliro no muliro gwenyini guli kema omulimu gwa buli mtu begufanana.
Yes,
praise Jesus. On the other day of carrying a judgment out, your works are to be checked out. I know you
have
come in the Church of Christ. Others are built on golden structures, silver and other stones. All you
say have
been serving God, they are to be checked with fire. The works of your hands Will this man praise Jesus? Remember, all people under the sun, all things they do, they are written in the Ark of the Covenant. Put there within the video and the audio of them. You see the Ark of the Covenant? It's above the golden altar of God. But this ark as give is down there. We saw the ark is bigger than the planet Earth. The ark of the covenant of heaven. Every person brought under the sun. They open your folder in the ark of the covenant. In the Luganda we call it what? They open your file. Where they keep your videos of what you've been doing, what you've been speaking, and all your movements. And don't be surprised seeing the rainbow on the waters. For the Holy Spirit is
taking videos
on the waters, captures all videos of people under the sun. Most of people say where we are, there's no water.
Gathering
from the sea and goes back there, it takes everything there. It's
the
reason why we speak air to speak with each other. What you call a bold air time.
Air time
you buy. You are buying the air of God.
Buying
what is called air time. That which wastes people's seasons and times.
If God
help the Holy Spirit know what we do. Even though we can gather them without that. Now, in the ark, others and their folders have gotten filled and they reach even to signal red. For they work unrighteousness. It builds gradual until it's reached to get red. Who know computer here to use it? Or you've never used it, but you have ever seen it. And there are red lines on the bottom there. According to Isaiah 1:18, shows that GBs of most people already got red. Your folder got filled and reached to be red. According to what they feel in it, what you've been doing. But ask the ones of the saints how they appear. It is white. It gets filled, but you see white moving. And what is done in your actions? Those are the white clothing. If they are good, they are works of righteousness. Let's read in Isaiah.
Isaiah 1:18.
Isaiah isura esooka n'olunyiriri olw'ekkumi n'omunaana. Mujje nno tuteese ffembi, bw'ayogera Mukama. Ebibi byammwe ne bwe biba ng'olugoye olumyufu, binaaba byeru ng'omuzira. Ne bwe bitwakala ng'ebendera, binaaba ng'ebyoya by'entiga.
Ebibi bitwakala bitya?
Obufuuka bimyufu. Do sins change to become red? Have you ever seen a red sin?
Yes,
praise Jesus. Jesus says
somewhere,
your sins have climbed up to where I am. You think they have climbed the ladder? You don't climb ladders. Where they feel it raises levels to get peeled. That your folder which they put in place, which they fill in what you do under the sun. Bible, that's why it tells you that I choose to go to the acts you've been doing and your words you've been speaking under the sun.
Yes,
praise Jesus.
Amen.
Be very careful of all those things. Maybe they don't tell you the truth,
but
we are to tell it to you, for that is Jesus.
Amen.
If we decided to speak Jesus, we don't want to preach any word but Christ Jesus crucified.
Yes,
praise Jesus.
Amen.
Now we everything you do, it is stored in there. Bible says that the acts do follow them. But what moves first is what moved ahead of you, the acts. In the act, you will be finding them there.
The
one of the righteous and the one of the evil. As you reach for judgment and you refuse, there are seven lampstands surrounding Jerusalem. They appear like the other you see. And every mouth is a big screen. It's bigger than planet Earth.
We
each all on the screens, and we all in the judgment we see them. Some of you I fear most. You cannot have and they throw the saints and the angels to carry judgment out.
You want to run
into the fire before they throw you in it.
You
were pastophonic. They will see
you
and you call people else to where you did different things.
Amani walina gachizikiza nga wolimba abantu bajja nakulaga bulungi gewagenda
They tell you do not distort the word of God. Don't subtract neither adding it. Do not think it's a joke.
But
that day you'll be revealed of that very well. Nothing will remain while not revealed. God is rightful. Everything is to be revealed on that day. The people on the screen, how will refuse them? Those who say, I'll ask God questions, what would you ask him?
Yes, we
praise Jesus.
Now
know that the actions have been kept very well. And I tell you that if your works remain, you too can remain back with the fire. Now imagine they have burnt you, it's melted you with fire. Your body like a sack is melted. We had the body of death.
When
they give the body, we are not yet born again. People have not clothed the body of heaven. And they are found in the world when they are naked. They have a body which appears like a dry stick. The stick which dried within the sunshine.
Yes,
praise Jesus. But Jesus explained of these things. And he said this. According to Lamentations 4, verse 16 and 17. Verse 6 and 7.
Kungubaga esura ya kuna olinyirwa mukaga.
Lamentations 4 verse 6.
Kubanga obutali butukirivu bw'omuwala w'abantu bange businga obunene ekibi kya Sodomu. Ekyasuulibwa nga mu kaseera so tewali yakisaako omukono. Abakungu baali balongoofu okusinga omuzira, baali beeru okusinga amata. Emibiri gyabwe gyasinga amayinja amatwakaavu okumyuka. Baali banyirivu nga safiro. Amaaso gaabwe gasinga ekisiriiza okuddugala.
Owulidde bulungi.
Have you heard clear?
Mu luyimba essula ya kota.
In Song of Songs 5.
Onyolwekkumi.
Verse 10.
N'okukira.
And down.
Lulaga.
It shows.
Waliwo omubiri nga mujirivu nnyo.
We had a body which was very beautiful.
Guno oguva mu ggulu.
This which comes from heaven.
Naye bwe twafiira mu Adam.
And when we died through Adam.
Omubiri ogwo ne gufa.
That body died.
Ogwo mu ggulu.
Of the heaven.
Ne batuwaamu kuno era ogw'okufa feeke ya
buli. And he still gave us this body of death, the fake of the real death.
Naye singa olemerwa ozaali ogw'okubiri muli mu ggulu.
If you fail to get born again while in this body.
Bwe bakwambula mu ggulu.
If they unclothe
you from this one. Bajja kuzza mu ggulu.
They will put you back to the other body of death.
Gwandibadde ogw'amayinja amalungi.
That would have been of precious stones.
Amaaso gwe gabeera ga bulaka bulungi.
And all eyes are black on that body.
Omubiri nga gwakkalirako wennanga.
And the body
is white with
without form and shape.
Walabyeko omuggo ogukalidde musana.
Have you ever seen a stick drying in the sunshine?
Olunaku bw'otyo bw'ogenda okubeera.
That is how you're going to be seeing and looking on the day of judgment.
Kubanga abali mu ggeyeena bwe batyo bafaanana bonna.
People in hell all look like that.
Omubiri gulinga ekkutiya.
The body is like a sack.
Bo balinga ng'amagumba agapakiddwa.
They are like bones packed within that sack.
Their
body is held tight like a dry stick. Let's hear. Let's read.
Kukungubaga isule ya kuna olinyirwa munana.
Lamentations 4 verse 8.
Amaso gaabwe gasinga ekisiriiza okuddugala. Tebamanyibwa mu nguudo. Eddiba lyabwe lyegasse n'amagumba gaabwe. Likaze lifuuse ng'omuggo.
Yes,
praise Jesus. Dry as if a stick drying in the sunshine. First takes off its skin and bends itself. Now you break out, don't know how many times. But even the knees and the legs cannot sustain you. And you are on the chains. But down in your head, all the bum is as if it's in the front.
We know how to take it.
You had no shape.
Naye Mukama waffe yatulabula ku kintu eky'okukala
ng'omuggo.
N'agamba abali mu nsi bwe batyo
bafaanagana.
Ne bazaalibanga gwakubiri.
Naye
kyampisa ate okujja mu
Kristo.
Weerabira nti wazaalibwa. N'oweebwa n'omubiri okuva mu
ggulu.
Kyempisa n'otaguwa
mbere. Okuddamu
n'ofa.
Era naawe n'okala nga bali. And you two do like your colleagues. Nvula yakugamba mu kubikulesule y'okusa. That's why he told us in Revelation 3. Onye olisooka n'akulabula ng'ayogera bwati. From verse 1 and it says this.
Atusomeyo.
Let's read there.
Kubikula esule y'okusatu n'olunyiriri olisooka.
Revelation 3 verse 1.
Era eri malayika ow'ekkanisa ey'omusaadi wandiika nti, bw'ati bw'ayogera oyo alina emyoyo musanvu egya Katonda. N'emmunyeenye omusanvu nti mmanyi ebikolwa byo ng'olina erinnya ery'okuba omulamu era oli mufu.
Nga weegamba I'm born again.
And it's just of I'm born again, you confess.
Nino wadamu na n'ofa.
But you died long time again.
Jukira ekizaaliddwa.
Remember what is birth of spirit.
Kiweebwa omubiri okuva mu ggulu.
Given a body from heaven.
Ate omubiri ogwo tegulya mmere
ne that body doesn't eat any other usual food.
Gulya emmere y'ekigambo
kyange. It's the food of the word of God.
Anja abalokoka ne baddamu ne bafa.
Many people get saved and they die again.
N'ennyonta y'ekigambo n'ebagwamu.
Even the thirst of the word seems to be in them.
Abaagala kuwulira ebinyumira omubiri.
And they want to hear what their body is like.
10 ku bano abali mu kanisa leero.
I speak of them who are in 10,000 in the church today.
Bangi 10 bwe batyo.
Thousands upon are in churches today.
Baddamu dda ne bafa.
They died again.
Era balinga abali mu nsi.
And as if they're in the world.
Batemeddwa ku Kristo Yesu.
They have been cut from Christ Jesus.
Bankano bakola.
Right now they walk.
Emibiri gyabwe gikazibwa.
Their bodies are being dried.
Era abamu bali mugene bakaza kampana naabo abakyakala no olw'obutalya kigambo kya Katonda n'olw'obutanywa. Yesu yebazibwa.
Praise Jesus.
Amen.
Abatemeddwako
those cut off Those in the world, their bodies dried, which they are going
to
be given. But those born again, till their bodies are dried again.
Yes,
praise Jesus.
Mm-hmm.
When I try to bring his words, in John 15, starting from verse
1,
Jesus spoke and explained like this.
John 15 from
verse 1. Nze muzabibu
ogwa mazima, ne kitange ye mulimi. Buli ttabi eriri mu nze eritabala bibala aligyawo. Na buli eribala eribala alirongoosa lyeyongerenga okubala. Mwe kaakano mumaze okuba abalongoofu olw'ekigambo kye mbagambye. Mubeere mu nze nange mummwe. Ng'ettabi bwe litayinza kubala bibala lyokka bwe litabeera mu muzabbibu. Bwe kityo nammwe temuyinza bwe mutabeera mu nze. Nze muzabbibu, mmwe matabi.
Have you heard clear? He is the true vine, the Lord Jesus. We are branches.
Here,
what is speak of the branches?
John 15:15. Nze muzabibu, mwe matabi. Abeera mu nze, nange mu ye. Oyo abala ebibala bingi. Kubanga watali nze, temuliko kye muyinza kukola. Omuntu bw'atabeera mu nze, asuulibwa ebweru ng'ettabi. Akala, bagakunganya. Bagasuula muliro, negajja.
Otegedde bulungi?
Have you understood?
Bagakunganyiza wa?
They have said it.
Mu Yerusalemu
kyomu. In the Jerusalem of heaven.
Botabeera mu Kristo Yesu.
If you are not in Christ Jesus.
Wali wangamba, ffe mwetubeera mu tusulamu.
Someone tells us that we are in him and we live, sleep in him.
Agamaloboozi gammwe, gawulira gajja wano mu kututu.
Those your voices are here, then they always come in the air.
Yesu Yesu.
Praise Jesus.
Amen.
Ete weerabira.
I don't forget.
Yohana 15 musango igamba.
If to prove you are in him, his words must be within you. And you do them to bear those fruits of faith.
Yes, yes.
Praise Jesus.
Amen.
Every branch not bearing fruit, they cut it, throw it outside. You know outside? Within hell. That's why it
dries
for a moment. After they gather it in Jerusalem of heaven, and they cast it in the fire, and they burn them. They journey all the scripture.
No
matter what you would have done, human wisdom, you would not be able to realize.
Turi mu Yohana sura ya 15, n'olunyolo okutano.
John 15 verse 5.
Nze muzabibu, mwe matabi. Abeera mu nze nange mu ye. Oyo abala ebibala bingi. Kubanga watali nze temuliiko kye muyinza kukola. Omuntu bw'atabeera mu nze asuulibwa ebweru ng'ettabi.
Osuulibwa wa?
You're thrown outside.
Ebweru mu kayena.
Outside within hell.
Olwo oluggya olwo lw'olaba.
That is the veranda and the compound you see.
Oyagala
oluggya olwo bisomeko. If you want to know of that compound, read Revelations 11. Give them compound trample it. But those given the stage are angels just from heaven. They have been camped up there in the principalities. Now what they call the
field,
it's the kingdom of the stars. They are outside.
Even
though they dry you in hell, hell has fire which can dry you. It comes from the mouth of the lion, horses.
Yes,
praise Jesus.
Amen.
And they gather for the other day. Let's finish this verse.
John 15:7. Omuntu bw'atabeera mu nze asuulibwa ebweru ng'ettabi akala. Bagakunganya, bagasuula muliro, negajja.
Bagasuula muki?
They throw in the fire.
Bagasuula bagasuula kagakola ki?
Before they throw them,
gakunganya.
They will first gather them.
Waulide.
We heard.
Mwezekera biri mubi.
In Ezekiel 22.
18. Paka biri mutta.
Matthew 25.
Ndi bakunganya mu kibuga kyange.
I will gather you in my city Jerusalem.
Okuba fukuta ko.
To melt you with fire.
Yabali dogera ku matabi gara gabu. Yabadaga
baba. People of the usual
who
have got from Christ and rebelled against him.
You've
forgotten.
For
John
1:16
says, all of us from his fullness we were given.
It
would have been branches holding these words.
Yes, he was.
Praise Jesus. But the gathering will happen.
When
you reach there, your
budget
with the sack will be the one to first be melted. That's why they are called in Colossians.
1
Corinthians chapter 3. That each person's work is to be checked out. For if you reach there and you see the body melting, finishing, that which is like a sap, which is like a stick, and the spirit jumps out, remains here, and it's not clothed with the body, and they too begin to melt it. What surprises on that melting? It's everlasting. Now we don't threaten you. Preach a gospel threatening. Do not worry. We don't threaten people here. You know, people don't want to be warned. This is a warning, not a threat. But if you don't want to be warned, wait when they reach upon you. For the Muganda says that some people, they first knock their toys and remember to jump. But the lake of fire is very big. I don't know how you can exceed it.
Yes,
praise Jesus.
Amen.
You try on yourself. And you jack it to up. Even the lake of fire, you try. And you got the meat disobedience.
They are
speaking foolish words that they will relate to hell and the level of fire.
Oh,
of course, you relate with the body appearing like a sun.
Oh, that
is the foolishness in the people.
And
be careful, folk. Hey, religion say there is no heaven. That is no lake of fire.
Hell
and the lake of fire. Heaven is there. Even the new heavens and the new earth. And we
are
to see them here.
Mm-hmm.
No one is to lie us again.
You
know how you can do and lie me. I can speak scriptures out. If I speak them without anything contending with me. But if you fall in contentions,
yes,
praise Jesus.
Amen.
Only we thank the Lord.
Amen.
They stand and work within us. You think I made a list of scriptures here? There is no list of scriptures. Here we don't make list of scriptures. The Holy Spirit has to bring them. They are on a record.
You'll be there, you'll have it done.
You will begin to speak them and they wonder where it came from. You know, if you feel Matthew 10,
say,
don't speak. The Spirit will bring them out for you. You just see the Spirit will write within his book. Write in your physical, you write in your mind, in your inner person. Me, I don't prepare for scriptures to preach, and I'm going to preach a word. It wakes up and speak this. Look there and see. You
will
find me looking through scriptures. I'm looking one too. I
say,
what is that? Children of God led by the Spirit. And he works. Most people
know
on the ground that's the Spirit of the Lord.
But
we know him in his working. He begins to make us know scriptures. Like the Proverbs 1:23, that accept my rebuke,
I'll
pour my spirit upon you. Do you understand my words? After we understand, we say you spoke. That will ban the evil. You spoke. Angels will suffer, sent them. And we see his power. We first speak the word, we pray in it, and it sends. And they fulfill.
Yes, we have
praise Jesus.
We don't
brief in Corinthians.
Corinthians. First
Corinthians
3.
Verse 13. Omulimu gwa buli muntu gulirabisibwa kubanga olunaku luli luligwolesa kubanga guli bikulirwa mu muliro n'omuliro gwennyini gulikema omulimu gwa buli muntu.
When you reach there on the altar of God, even the body alone you go with, you already realize you're not going to pass there. Angels of fire will throw you in there. You know the work of the angels of fire. Their number. They are 25 trillions angels of fire. They will welcome the evil people on the 7th street, which enters the city of God in the center of it. And they are lining up. The Abaddons will bring you on the chains. You pass by your old bed without shame. That day, don't joke with it. They have not warned you, let me tell you. But let's warn you when there's still time. In fact, on your own. On that day, you'll be in joy.
And
you'll thank God for this gospel.
Amen.
If you're not able to thank, don't worry. Don't worry of that if you don't, you are not
able.
But that day you will thank God for this gospel. But Lord, thank you for making us sit and you tell us the other day. We will be seeing what we studied in the reality. We are so open to have them. I have a guarantee of them. Prove no matter what you do, it will happen. You know you are not there before. But God spoke to you that you'll be there. And you came. You
still
and what is spoke, what will be, you will not be. It will happen. You know you had no wisdom. Just as me, I was.
I was a baby,
I susuted right there. And I pooped right there. And God matured my mind.
And
maybe it's not there. Now that head you have, you still speak such words.
May
I sit maybe breaking you in vain.
The
Bible
says
foolish is the one who says God is not there.
But
that head is breaking you in vain.
We tell people the exact of what is happening.
If you are false like that, you know the head is breaking you in vain. Other day you realize it was breaking you.
Yes, we was
praise Jesus. The saints, when we enter Jerusalem today, we reach on this altar. But what surprises? Because we are in the body of heaven. And our acts in the act
of God.
We they punish and work on our body. And they add the horses in the body. People say in the body they put a horse. Let me tell you one thing. You may see an angel without a horse and
he
move with it. And you say, where has he got the horse?
Everything
is put in their body. You tune them
yes,
now the horse
and
now wings.
Angel
can appear without wings here. When you
walk,
you see the wings come out. The other body is very
glorious.
You reach the altar, they add ingredients in it. That altar is living and it speaks.
And it works a work in you. Which we started off last time. You accepted it cleansed you.
It
begins to speak good things on you. And
works
within the ark of the covenant. And they pour them on the altar. He preached the gospel. He held. He rejected. He left sins. And they come in the system of your body. You are like a hen. Have you seen hens with companies of clothing for them? But
it
puts feathers off and new ones come. Where do they come from? You think God cannot put a company of clothing in you? There's no company. They wake up in the morning, they change their clothes. And they put on a new one. And they are moving. After the old
one.
We have started the seven groups of angels. Their life in the city and their works there.
Amen.
And you know why they say we shall be like angels in heaven.
Lifestyle.
How are they in their life there? I love to be with them so much there.
Amen.
When they come here, I want them to find me the exact
life.
And we speak the language of home. You know why angels don't visit us? You are going to speak with an angel. I asked a visa from God and rejected it. In the heaven book, we don't see you there. Remember that you rejoiced over the salvation of a pastor. You left salvation, you're seeking the world. They come to your home, do what with you? You have never driven a car.
You're
in the lake of fire, you claim you've never driven a car here. Instead of aligning yourself. Let me tell you. Those cars are easy to drive. They are very easy.
God
woke up, chased the Canaanites out, he sent Israel to take over. Chase them, told Israel, go take over. He gave the Ugandans free shops. God cannot do that. When God wants to give
Agamba,
you, he says,
ururo,
for your sake, I beat the other person. Chase them and
he
says, he said, he decided himself.
Amen.
You know what I'm saying? Lord, beat the rich men of the city, I take over their will. It's not you asking that. You align yourself. He will beat and he knows who to beat.
Yes.
Praise Jesus.
Yes.
Praise
Jesus.
Let's see what happens. If you're holy and you reach the altar,
bring
you there and you speak with the altar.
The
Lord of Jesus, thank you for
being.
How many
said
that and it gives you a video of them? This one we clothe them, this one we clothe them.
Now it will
be more than you. Thank you for winning.
Use what it is.
Last time you're in the other place.
Never to be one over and never stake up.
And the message, we put you in the ark of the covenant. The altar speaks. I saw
this.
I said, if I miss this, I'm very foolish. And I'm in that battle. I want to reach there. They say we want to reach the goal. You know where? At the altar. All of us wind it up there. The evil and the good person. But how are you living from there? All of people have been asked, where is that goal?
The goal
is there if they work on you at the altar.
If you
accept the
altar
and not on judgment, and you reach the altar,
you
reach the goal, they're going to clothe you there.
buli omu awawakanira naye obadde okola biki
kubanga
owakannamu mpakazo zonna ez'ebikolwa ebibi
tujatuukawon'akola
ebituufu naye
waakutuukawo
naye otuuseewo kubikulirwa essula
ey'omukaaga olunyirwa mwenda bwe yabembula akabonero ak'okutaano nendaba wansi w'ekyoto emyoyo gyabwe abattibwa olw'ekigambo kya katonda n'olw'okutegeeza kwe baalina ne boogerera waggulu n'eddoboozi ddene nga boogera nti olituusaawa mukama omutukuvu era ow'amazima obutasala musango n'obutawola na ggwanga olw'omusaayi gwaffe kwabo abatuula ku nsi
When you reach the altar, because the lake of fire is then the judgment will be there. They are always saying, let them judge the one on the world. They make you stop and they say, wait a little for them. For the altar you speak with it.
Revelation 6:11. Ne baweebwa buli muntu ekyambalo ekyeru ne bagambibwa
okuwoofaano n'omubiri
ogw'omukulu obulabuotuka
ku kyoto kubanga omubiri guli baaga okubaguweereza bagukolerera ku kyotoati bwoddayo ng'ogukumi
okyaguliobagwongeramu
ebirungo ne bakwongera
n'ebyambalookusinzira
ku bikolwa baawe ebyo ebyambalo
ebyeru
naye boddako mu kubikola essula ya
19
ebyambalo ebyo babikola mu bikolwa
byo bikola essula ya
19 olunyi lw'omunaana
ku bikola essula ya 19 n'olunyi lwa 8
ndiko olw'omusanvu okutegeera obulungi
tusanyuke tujaguze tumuwe ekitiibwa ye kubanga obugole bw'omwana gw'endiga butuuse ne mukazi we yeeteeseteese n'aweebwa okwambala bafuta entukuvu ennungi kubanga bafuta eno by'ebikolwa eby'obutuukirivu eby'abatukuvu
jukira mu ssanduuku
babaaterekamu
buli vidiyo erikukwataga
ebintuyewakola
kati ku lunaku luno
bagipowalingao
ekitandika ofulumya mu byambalo
nga
biyingiramu
gwekyo
ekyoto kikozi
awonagenda
n'owesa mu
kyoto
n'owesaamu ejjambiya
ekyo
kikola emirimu
mingi
bw'oteekamu akantu akanafu
kikookyabookyakasaanyaawo
naye kirespectinga ebikolwa byonna
ebyobutuukirivu
okukolamu ebyambalo nga bwe biyingira mu sisitimu y'omubiri gwe
bakulongoosaonyumyamu
n'ekyoto naye wadda olabika temumanyi bulungi
bwamukama
mugenze ne mufuna omanye ennyumba z'okunsiatufunye obulungi
bwabunyongeza
naye yatugamba munoonye obwakabaka n'obutuukirivu bino
nabibongerakalinakalina
bwe tuzimbabuli
mozinirimozinobunyongeza nyongeanayeuli
waliyo obulungi bwa
katonda
ng'otuuse mu kibuga
yerusalemu ekyomu
bakukolako
munanga
oba mugole ku
kyoto
era bakola ku bagole wali abayingidde
yerusalemu on the altar
agati gwe weetwaleyo nga toli
mugole
nekisaanusa
akabiri
jukira ebikolwa byo olutuuka wali nga bitandika
okukkamunyana
biva mu
ssanduuko
bagenda obirisiivinga ono yali mwenzi
nabasanusa
omubiri gwonna
okubaddewo
kati baba bagenda kukola muki ebyambalo
byo ngaikolwa wali
You know,
people say, I'm going to heaven. And God checks the heart. He doesn't make our actions. That wise king. Ignorance. You know, people. People who are ignorant, they're like empty tins. You know, they say that empty tins, they make a lot of noise. People without knowledge, that's how they are. They speak whatever they find. What they don't know, they speak of it.
And
when you reach here on that altar,
you actually
think of them.
Because
the garments that make for you, they come from your actions. Reach there without good acts, you see. Beginning to be melted immediately. That body of God, which is like a stick, they first destroy it. Let's briefly get to Revelation 6. Revelation 6, verse 9.
Nendaba wansi w'ekyoto emyoyo gyabwe abattibwa olw'ekigambo kya
Katonda.
Thousands were right here. And they have come to be
worshipped.
On the day the Lord ascended to heaven, when he took the sacrifice of his blood there, all the saints who were there before went to be gathered on the altar. The altar is big. It's your planet altar. The altar is bigger than planet Earth we speak of. All of them were there and he's working on them. This is not the lake of fire, but it's the beginning. It begins from there. But it's bigger than planet Earth.
They will
start if we measure their measurements. In your Bible, the measurements of it are there.
Yes, he was
praise Jesus. Now the work of the saints right there. When you reach on the altar, you pass through the seventh street and they pass you straight. The angel of fire. He said, work on this one. Altar of God. Work on the saint they have overcome. And they begin to worship and praise as they are working on you.
I was there and I came back when I was there.
I used to come back and I wonder where I'm going to speak from. I kept silent first. And
when
I went to school, I did speak at school. I think of the things.
God,
you have a lot of goodness. There where there is goodness. When you go in another way, there is evil there for you. You know, God says, after you anger him, will watch over you for evil. He watches over you that you get evil.
Yes, he
was. Praise Jesus.
Amen.
Atuulire.
Revelation 6,
verse 9.
Bwe yabembula akabonero akokutaano, nendaba wansi w'ekyoto emyoyo gyabwe abattibwa olw'ekigambo kya Katonda. N'olw'okutegeeza kwe baalina. Ne boogerera waggulu n'eddoboozi ddene, nga boogera nti, olituusaawa Mukama, omutukuvu era ow'amazima, obutasala musango n'obutawala na ggwanga olw'omusaayi gwaffe kw'abo abatuula mu nsi. Ne baweebwa buli muntu ekyambalo ekyeru, ne bagambibwa okuwummula nate akaseera katono, okutuusa baddu bannaabwe ne baganda baabwe lwe baligwera abagenda okuttibwa nga nabo bwe battibwa.
Yes,
praise Jesus.
Amen.
They told them, wait for their brethren. You know,
the
Bible says we are killed their nights. We, for the sake of Christ.
You
know, the killing is of many types. People are praying for us now, wishing if we die now. But they are praying evil for us. You brought them goodness they don't know.
Yes,
praise Jesus.
Amen.
But the saints in heaven, they are waiting for me and you. Judgment to happen. Now you are delaying these issues. That's why I'm in haste. Because they are waiting for me. The issue of current judgment, the saints want to judge the evil who treated them evil. Delay for that as we delay to settle. We align, we join them quick. Remember, the end has delayed.
And
that God adds us time that we will align ourselves.
But
if 2000 and we are in delay now, according to the calculation we counted,
a thousand, 2000
was meant to be the end. But we are in the last days now. The last days Christ asked that they added for us. Days we are added, we think the world is still on for many years. And the Lord in praying asked days of addition to be many. But they reduced them still, they say no. If you
bear
them more, they will get destroyed rather. That's why, for the sake of the elect, those days will be reduced. They will be reduced.
Those
days added in were many days. If you work right, just quick, and they cut them off, that's what I enjoy most. They will say, Apostle, what are you praying about now? You don't know the goodness of heaven. Maybe you want to be on this world. Be here and stand with your world. Don't worry. Me, I know this is a battle of this world. It was put you in that rulership. And you think those days should delay. You want them to come in their seasons. Which God reason, which are good.
Amen.
Praise Jesus.
Amen.
Because of that, brethren, let's be very careful. This altar, when
you're
on it, it speaks like this. You know, how can we do, we two to speak with it? Revelations
9.
Revelations
9 verse 13. Malaika owomukaaga eyalina akagombe nti sumulula bamalaika abana abasibiddwa ku mugga omunene Fulati.
Every four corners. It's an angel who made that altar. Was made as for with four angels as pillars. But as God said,
he
makes his ministers pillars of fire.
But they
speak with you as they work on you.
God has purified
us in which and it purifies you. And they give you
garments.
The angels are praising and worshiping because they are working on you. They thank Jesus for coming and saving you. And the cherubims will put in the instruments. You are inside your. You don't know what is there. But before you leave the body, God shows you a sample.
Amen.
For he promised to remain appearing to us.
And
he said the Spirit will reveal us what will be coming.
Ask him in
John 16, from verse 10 to down. God, you say your Spirit will show us what is to come. Show
me that
moment that the Holy Spirit brings. And
he
teaches us every time.
Show
me when I'll sit how things will be. And then walk on me as the bride of Jesus. If you reach there without, when you're not a bride, and I've brought you for judgment, you'll feel the altar,
opposite,
the opposite of it.
Yes, he was.
Praise Jesus.
So to again is a view to a view.
Now let's be careful of those things. That we get to be on the good side. That we don't appear on the wrong side. Bible speaks this when your body will be melted on the altar. You the evil with the body appearing like a stick. Right. That who died through Adam. This is what will be happening. Like speaks
verse
Corinthians chapter 3.
Bakorinse kisoke sura yokusatu. Na ulinyiri ule 10 nesatu.
First Corinthians 3 from verse 13.
Omulimu gwa buli muntu gulira bisibwa. Kubanga onako luli luli gwolesa. Kuba
your work on that day is to be manifest.
If
you get out of made garments for you and we prove you did good. Problem on the day of judgment, we the saints would have been worked on wrong time. Our colleagues, they have worked on them. Whoever reaches, they work on them. They to be changed in the Lord's day. They will be worked on them as we see them. Our fellow brides have arrived. They are working on them. And we are in the month praise and worship. And we are thanking God the Father.
Amen.
Let's read this verse. We are going to be stopping there because of our microphones.
Bakolinse kisoke sura ya kusatu olinyira 13.
First Corinthians 3:13.
Omulimu gwa buli muntu gulirabisibwa. Kubanga onako luli luli gwolesa. Kubanga guli bikulirwa mu muliro. N'omuliro gwennyini gulike mu mulimu gwa buli muntu bwe gufaanana. Omulimu gwa buli muntu gwe yazimbako bwe gulibeerawo aliwe w'empeera.
Singa ebikolwa byo wali babiraba.
If your works you see them.
Ne bakuwa omubiri
guli. And they give the other body.
Ne bongeramu ebirungo mu mubiri
guli. They add ingredients in the body of heaven.
Ne byambalo n'ofuluma yango oli mubiri.
And the garments become out white.
Kwebaza mukama.
We thank the Lord for that.
Ne kati kuna kolwa ne agenda
uona. That they will be saved.
Baba lese kubasanu
sateka kuoga mbori wa agenda uona. And if anyone be saved there.
Bobori wa kuona wali wali nakolo itikwa lero.
If you are to be saved there is a day still called today.
Bobori ne dobozi ya mukama.
When you hear the voice of the Lord your God. Not harden your hearts.
Badama nyetu walokanga neto biteke.
Who knew you are saved? You never understood you are free to get saved again. Get from the drum of salvation, you never understood.
And
you are out there taking witchcraft to the source, but that you are burning witchcraft.
You are into that.
In the prophets making trickeries. They heal. You waste your time there.
Let's
reach your life, see whether you'll be choosing life or death.
We have
two. Life and death is what we show you here. When we teach you here two things, life and death, you choose a blessing and a curse. You choose.
Bakolinsi kisoke sura y'okusatu n'olunyiriri lwa 15. Omulimu gwa buli muntu bwe gulyokebwa alifiirwa, naye yennyini alirokoka, naye bw'ati kuyita mu muliro.
Alirokola ki?
Kuyita mu muliro.
Ali kuyitamu?
Would they survive it?
Aliwona mu?
Would they escape it?
Izibu.
It's very hard.
It's impossible, it's not there.
But if fire forgives you, you expect forgiveness then?
They will
first melt all the body and destroy it. And
they
will get at the empty, naked, spiritless space.
Will
you survive, run from there, where?
They
are going to judge you as you act, even as your
words.
All have destroyed them. What you have. For you say that righteousness will front you. Anything will it recommend you there? The blood on the altar, we started on the altar, you trampled it. And you counted as if it never cleansed you. You're
awaiting
for judgment to be melted. But that melting with double portion, here they melt you, here you see pangas coming for you. Revelations 18, verse 9. Verse 6 tells you this. Revelations 18 from verse 6.
Mumusasule oyo nga naye bwe yasasula, era mumwongereko emirundi ebiri ng'ebikolwa bye bwe byali. Mu kikompe kye yatabula mumutabulire emirundi ebiri. Nga bwe yeegulumiza n'akabawala, mumuwe bwe mutyo okubonaabona n'okunakuwala, kubanga ayogera nti, kubanga ayogera mu mutima gwe nti, ntudde nga kabaka, so siri na mwandu.
We
are going to be seeing them.
Jezebel atudde ku nsoro.
Jezebel seated on a beast.
Satan.
The devil. And the false prophet and the evil. The Bible says these people who were judged, they were cast where the beast was, the false prophet and the devil, that they give them a double portion. Therefore they mix for them the lake of fire, the ingredients of hell and death.
You
know death, what he does, the famine, the sword, the beast of the field, and the sickness. They are melting you and you're very sick at the same time. And as you're there,
the
Abaddons, what they have been using in hell. The Bible says, in hell we are powered in the lake of fire. Everything they have been using, death or hell.
You
are seeing pangas coming for you. The chains of Abaddon. And they are rolling coming for you, hooking you. What is in the lake of fire?
You
feel there is a hope for you to survive it. We can
see.
Let's rejoice. God has warned us. How
are
you getting started? I think you fall there. We don't preach a certain gospel. Bring the gospel, bring in understanding and wisdom.
Amen.
For God sent us to
preach the gospel of peace. To tell you this, we hold your peace from this life, the life everlasting.
Yes, he was.
Praise Jesus.
No,
the one getting started is the one, you know, they will fall in it. People told me, why is it when you speak that ghost we don't even cry? Let me tell you, the body is a liar. When you make joyful things for it, it cries.
When
experiences pain, it
rises.
I want you to understand in your heart that if I call myself, go on to me. I get saved as I hear now. I thank God for eternal life. In the name of the Lord Jesus.
It's
a very double portion. Move on, sit on
the
first region of heaven. And on Friday. On Tuesday. It's the
skip
on to God and His church. And on Wednesday,
you
begin at 4:30 until 8 in the evening. On the Tuesday, you see the skip at the levels
on
to God and His church.
We are
going to begin to see the right Christ and His church and the false Christ and the churches.
But we are
going to first see the four beasts. The kingdom of the devils, the spirit of the devil, and how they blaspheme the church. And God bless you. Thank you for coming.